Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star zero. You will now be connected with the conference.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Sorry, guys, I've got to get rid of an echo. Sorry. Fun technical things here. Welcome, everybody, to Sue Larkey Live Chat. I'm very excited for you to join us here today. I'm hoping that you've all downloaded your handout and notes, and I'd encourage you to grab a pen and highlighter as I want you to get the most out of the next 50 minutes. If you haven't seen the notes, they were on the right-hand side, a PDF to download and print out to help you with this call. This morning, I want to go through 10 key strategies to support children with autism spectrum disorder at home and school. The first strategy is the individual, that to know someone with autism is not to know autism. To know someone with Asperger's is not to know Asperger's. And I think this is one of the hardest parts, whether at home or school, when working with kids on the spectrum, because often you hear about a great idea or you hear something that's working for other people and you try it out and it doesn't work for you. And that's because no two children are exactly the same. Just like if we had 100 people in a room, all of us are individual, so are children on the spectrum. The thing about autism spectrum, like all of us, is that strategies wear out. So part of that individualness is that strategies wear out and not every strategy works for every kid. Just yesterday I was in a school where there was 8 children with autism spectrum in a classroom, and in that classroom there was individual programs for each child. And one little boy absolutely has to carry around his water bottle with him, and he's extremely attached to that water bottle. And as soon as that water bottle disappears, his anxiety goes through the roof. Now, for him, if we want to look at what will work to help him change, we need to look at why he's anxious, what we need to put in place to replace that behaviour. But one of the things I'd put to you with 10 key strategies for success is choose your battles. Does it really matter that he carries around this water bottle with him? Is it interfering with his learning? Is it making things more difficult for him? And the reality is, when he was busy, engaged in other activities, he'd let his water bottle go. It was just really during transition, outside time, times of stress that he needs that to keep his anxiety down. Just like some children with Asperger's, when they're anxious, start talking about Pokemon, dinosaurs, trains, whatever their special interest is. But if you think about it, all of us have little things that make us feel comfortable and safe. So again, the first strategy is that we need to look at the individual child. We need to remember that not every strategy will work for every kid and that strategies might wear out. So with this little boy with his water bottle, we might end up finding that he doesn't need that water bottle all the time, but he might have a holiday or become unwell, and then he might go back to needing that again. So it's this ongoingness that really makes it tricky when we work with kids on the spectrum. The second strategy is reward and motivate. Now, many people get extremely confused around rewards and motivation for kids on the spectrum because we actually call these special interests. Now, other children might be rewarded or motivated by a sticker or a stamp, but some children on the spectrum, this isn't as important to them as Thomas the Tank Engine or dinosaurs. So I'd recommend that you actually use what they're interested in as their motivator. And it's really important that we have rules around this and that we put in place that these are used in a positive. The question I get asked regularly at workshops is, why can't I take away his Thomas? Why can't I use a consequence? But what we find for kids on the spectrum, that really consequences don't work. They're very confusing, and these kids need clear rules and boundaries around when they can use the computer, when they can go on the train, not if you don't do your work, you won't get it. Okay, girls, that was just a 5-minute trial. What do we need to do now, Andy? Sorry, guys, we're just... Well, I'm muting you, so you should be able to. We should be able to hear you talk if you say hello.
Hello.
Hello,
mother.
Mother's Day. I like that. Hang on, mum. Who else can I? Dee, are you there?
I don't think Dee's
Yeah.
We don't know if Dee's on.
We're not sure.
That's Mum.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. I don't know if Deanne got on.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm well.
Isn't that bizarre? This is a conference
call,
girl.
Can I have first complaint?
Yes, first complaint.
Hello?
Go for it.
I thought I hadn't connected properly. It took a long time to get to come through.
In the beginning?
Yes.
Sorry.
I almost thought I'd have to start all over again because I thought it took me to... So they said press zero and then it was ages and I thought, oh, I've made a mistake.
Yeah. So did you get the intro where I said, welcome, it's Sue Larkey, the call will start at whatever
no,
time?
No, I didn't get any of that, all the music.
I didn't get any of that.
Didn't get did you get any of that?
No, but there was an internet connection thing that came up through Skype, and they said, hang on a minute, we'll try and reconnect you. So I think that there was some sort of fault that happened at that particular time.
Okay, yeah, because we didn't get the intro either on our Skype here. So I'm not sure. We'll have to – that's good. Because what you should have had is – yeah, you should have had, like, a pre-recorded message of me saying, welcome, the call will start promptly, and some music. So I think that's really important, because if it's just silent, you sort of lose confidence, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I thought, that I'd left you.
Okay. Mum, I'll call you back later, because we're going to do another web call, and I've got to call Dee.
Okay, that's fine.
And if you're gonna...
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, darling.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
Hey, Joe.
Bye.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Joe?
Yeah?
Yeah. Was it very echoey?
No, not at all.